Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. So, in the spirit of Christmas, there has been lots of holiday-themed events going on throughout the community, whether that involves the Perry Chamber of Commerce or other organizations that are doing holiday-themed events. And one of those actually happened last week with the Perry Chamber of Commerce in the Holiday Lighted Parade. So, can you just talk to us a little bit about how the holiday lighted parade went in Perry?
So for one thing, it was great to have the lighted parade back for our community this year. We had to cancel it last year, so there's always some hesitancy there when we are kind of trying to reboot that tradition that is so long-standing and people really have known to love that sort of event and all the activities that go along with it. So for one thing, it was just really great to be able to have that in person, to do that event again. We had a great turnout in terms of multiple things. So we had great parade floats. We never really know how many you're going to show up that night, but we had more than a dozen floats, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's still significant when you're standing out in what could be the cold wintry weather to watch a parade go by. Then to top it off with how stellar their floats were with all of the lights and extra things that they had going on. So the parade itself, I would say I was very pleased with. I would say it's the best one that I personally have seen in the last 4 years. So that's really exciting. And then as far as the number of people that were downtown watching the parade, I was very pleased with to see so many people out enjoying the parade. And then with that, there were activities afterwards. So Santa was at the Hotel Pat T and they had, you know, lines out the door. And that was a really fantastic bringing that tradition back to the community for the kiddos. One thing that we normally do with the parade is award prizes to the best and the brightest float. We are doing things a little bit different this year. I've got a little bit of a delay this past week, but today I will be posting an album, a photo album on our Facebook page to kind of share, you know, what people might have missed or remind them what they saw, thank those participants that were in the parade, and then ask for the community to vote on their favorites. So everything was great. It all took effort, time, energy, and even money to invest in those parade floats, but really asking the community who were their favorites to then award those prizes of Perry Bucks just to thank them for their efforts. So it's kind of similar with the Big Boom Bracket Battle that we will have the photo album. People can like it, they can love it, they can comment and tell us what they really enjoyed, and then we will award prizes next week. So I don't know exactly the timing, but today we'll get that album up and people can start liking and sharing from there. So that's just another fun component to thank those that participated and tell us more about which ones who were your favorite, because it's hard for me to choose. Quite certainly they were all fun in one way or the other.
Now, another event that it will be ongoing until December 26th will be the Festival of Trees Reshuffled, which is a little bit different this year. It's normally in the Carnegie Library, but now it's in downtown businesses and businesses throughout Perry. But can you just talk to us a little bit more about what is going to be going on with the Festival of Trees, where people can go to see things, and what people should expect?
Right, so reshuffled indeed. So this is another thing that wasn't able to happen last year. The Carnegie Library wasn't open. It's still not open with staffing and things. So that's not something that we can help out with, but what we can do is bring back the tradition, keep that memory and that festivity alive in some capacity. It's a little bit different, hence the reshuffled name, but we can support that tradition, we can support our members, and we can support our community in kind of bringing about that holiday spirit. So many of our businesses already do a wonderful job of decorating anyway, but this is one way to encourage them to put up a tree or a wreath or some kind of holiday decoration that they would have maybe normally done at the Carnegie Library, or maybe they have more room and they're doing it there instead of the Carnegie Library, to have this kind of Festival of Trees still happening in the windows of these businesses. So they're all viewed from outside on the sidewalk. You can look at them at night, during the day, but really just to keep on that tradition with the Festival of Trees and the holiday lights. And so then with that, the public library is doing a scavenger hunt where there will be itty bitty book ornaments on 6 trees. And so the community is invited to go out, look at all the trees, look for those itty bitty books for some prizes of a scavenger hunt. So there's a big thanks out for all of the businesses that have put up trees, whether in their physical location or popping up somewhere else, and for all those participants for just a fun holiday activity.
Now, this year saw the return of the Chamber Coffees. They were able to come back this year, been in a few area businesses, and of course the December Chamber Coffee will be coming up soon. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what people should expect from this month's Chamber Coffee?
So the December Chamber Coffee is Friday, December 10th at 8 a.m. as always on the second Friday of the month. This month, it's a little bit different. A couple months ago, we did kind of a similar thing where we are actually having the Chamber Coffee at Town Craft, which is where the Chamber office is, on the corner of 2nd and Willis. But our host is kind of popping up in that location. So our host this month is Habitat for Humanity, the Dallas County chapter that's connected with Greater Des Moines chapter of Habitat for Humanity. And so really it's an opportunity for them to host, to get to know people, share their key players with the community, tell us about what they're working on, how people can get involved. So instead of going to that business like we did here at the station last month, we're going to the Town Craft, but we're still having that same feel for that networking between members and then that spotlight on the host to give us a little bit more information.
Now, people might not be super thinking about it, but Burr is really just right around the corner. It's not that far away. It's going to sneak up on people. So can you just give us an update on where things are with the planning of Burr right now?
People might not think about it, like you said, because we're 2 months away. But right now, for us in the office, it is prime Burr planning season. So we have a shirt design. We're finalizing our sponsors. We're getting shirts ordered. They'll be coming in a few weeks. We're really ramping up on registrations. And then before we know it, we will start packing up registration packets and sending them out by the end of December, all through January, working on some of those extracurricular activities, if you will, that keep riders engaged and having fun in the community and out beyond just the ride route and really showcasing our community as well. So lots of things behind the scenes. We're really excited that we're very close to really start pushing things out there more as far as what this year's shirt design is going to be and how people can get their hands on them. And then we're approaching that new fee structure where at the beginning of the new year, the registration will go up $5. So it's kind of that get in while you can. The first 300 get their commemorative pins. They have a little discount before the new year and you get your shirt that much sooner if you register. In years past, it's been day of packet pickup where you have to come that day to pick up with everybody else, all 800 people that have registered. But the way that we have shifted gears in this past year to mail them out, people get them that much sooner. And so they can really get excited about Burr and have a little bit of fun with it too. So that's all very exciting for us. More to talk about definitely for that, but plenty of time to still do that. So just exciting that it's right around the corner.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention?
Well, just one thing with Small Business Saturday last weekend and Black Friday, we had a really great turnout with shoppers in town for the holidays and people really doing their part in looking local first to find those holiday gift giving items. I know our merchants were really appreciative of having a nice big weekend. So I just encourage our community to still get out, look local first when you're making those purchases, see what's right in your backyard for those kinds of things and continue to support local small businesses.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.